All right, another show that has it all, and that's Crime and Justice Radio. You can hear it Monday evenings at 6 o'clock with the hosts, Bruce Barquette and Ida Leisering, the great firm we told you about, Barquette, Epstein, and Gordon City. And they have been stellar, and we welcome them aboard the LI and AM program on a Monday morning. And good morning, Bruce and Ida. Great to have you. Another good one last week. You got some great stuff happening tonight. We'll get into that, but how are things going? Bruce, Ida, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you guys. Another great show. Now, listen, I sound like a broken record, but folks, if you haven't heard Crime and Justice Radio, you should, because it's not your normal, you know, middle-of-the-run type show regarding activity, crime. They really get good guests. I mean, a solid, solid guest. And you got another good one tonight, Aida. I got to tell you, when I was reading about this, you got a good one tonight coming up.
We do. We have Amanda Knox. And some people will recall her by her nickname that was splashed all over the tabloid, Foxy Maxi. She's the American woman who is wrongfully convicted in a small town in Italy during her semester abroad in college of the murder of her British roommate, Meredith Kircher. And she actually was convicted twice, and the matter was overturned twice, but definitively in 2015 she was exonerated and they would no longer try the case again. She's now a journalist, a co-host for a podcast called Labyrinth. She's also a regular contributor to CrimeStory.com. And we are so delighted to have her. I followed her case, you know, my first year out of law school when I was a public defender, and I was rooting for her, and I, you know, believe there was little to no evidence to convict her. So I'm happy to have her on, not from, you know, a phone call in a jail cell, but from her home in Seattle.
And listen, you know, Bruce, this was some case, and I remember like it was yesterday following this case. You know, this college student convicted and acquitted, as Aida pointed out, it was a murder of a roommate, right? And it happened in Italy. And again, the acquittal was overturned. You know, folks, you go back 8 years, okay, 2013 it was, and then again convicted when you think about it a year later, and then overturned. You know, you talk about a roller coaster of justice here, Bruce Barquette, but that's what happened in the world of Amanda Knox. You know, her conviction was overturned in 2015. So, you know, it has been a wild ride for this woman.
It really has, and it didn't end once she was released from prison and came to the United States. They wanted to indict her again and try her again and wanted the United States to extradite her back or for her to voluntarily come back. And she's out in the great Northwest United States and said, thank you, but no thank you. I'm not going back to this quote-unquote justice system in Italy. And they held the trial without her, and she was finally, as Aida said, exonerated. But it's more of a story of wrongly accused, circumstances point in one direction, exploitation of an attractive female, a false, put it in quotes again, confession. Many aspects of this case play out here in the United States over and over and over again. And the fact that it happened in Italy was, I guess, more curious because their justice system is so much different than ours.
If you look at the timeline, Aida, you know, the roommate... it was what, 07, right? It was 2007, and Amanda Knox and her then boyfriend, whose name escapes me, but they were both found guilty of killing the roommate and did receive sentences. They were up there, right? It was like 25-year sentences,
yes,
respectively, yes. And then a couple of years later, they were acquitted and set free. So, you know, you go back to 07 when everything kind of happened, and then, you know, you gradually move up and see, you know, where this case was at, even, you know, 7-8 years later. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. We hear numbers like this person did 30 years for a crime he didn't commit. You know, big numbers. We hear that all the time in America. But 4 years is nothing to, you know, roll your eyes at. She really spent 10 years tied, stuck to this nightmare that was in her life. And Bruce and I actually tried a case twice of an individual who had the same kind of roller coaster experience. His name is Cal Harris. He was the subject of 2020 Dateline, 48 hours. He was tried once, convicted, did 3.5 years in jail. Sorry, that was the second time. His case was overturned and he was tried. He was convicted. His case was overturned. He hired our law firm. We got a change of venue. He was tried, not convicted, hung jury after a 6-month trial. And then we had to try it a fourth time. And I think it had been, from 2001 to 2016, 15 years of his life, not knowing whether or not he was going to spend the rest of his life in prison and leave as orphaned 4 of his children who started off in the beginning as little kids and then were applying to Cornell by the end of his trial.
And the interesting thing, that was a fascinating case, obviously. The interesting thing about, another interesting thing about Amanda Knox's case is that the person who actually committed the murder essentially pled guilty, was convicted of the murder, but they kept prosecuting her anyway. A person by the name of Rudy Getty was arrested shortly afterwards. His bloodstained fingerprints were found, and DNA was found, and they kept prosecuting Amanda Knox. It was almost as if at least said, we're not going to let this attractive American college student off, despite the fact that it was abundantly clear that she didn't commit the crime, and they kept repeatedly prosecuting her over and over again. A true travesty of justice in Italy. And as Aida said, this kind of things goes on in the United States regularly. It's part of the reason why we like doing this show. It's part of what interests us, is that we get to speak to people like Amanda Knox, and we get to highlight some of the problems with the justice system. We're also going to talk privacy tonight, which is a whole range of things that are going on in the world of personal privacy with cell phones and the new passes that they're trying to do for vaccines that actually do much more than simply identify the people that have taken the vaccine and those who have not. So lots of interesting stuff, I think.
You know, Aida, on this case, and these were, folks, one of the most fascinating cases ever, and Amanda Knox and Bruce and Aida got her tonight. One of the more fascinating things in this case, Aida, was the fact that a lab had the results of the DNA taken from the crime scene, the evidence, and it didn't point to Amanda Knox or her then-boyfriend. It pointed to someone else, and that's where this guy, Rudy Getty, comes into play, because this was an interesting character as well, who was accused of several burglaries, didn't have any convictions, you know, didn't really have anything on his record, but arrested and admitted to being at the murder scene and stated he didn't kill this woman. He also stated that Knox was not involved in this thing, nor the boyfriend. That's the crazy thing. And, you know, you talk about missing things with investigations and everything else, but, you know, the DNA, you know, we talk about the technology regarding lab and DNA and everything else. Not at all did it point to Amanda Knox. I mean, that's the crazy thing about this. So think about the timeline of events that occurred afterwards as far as acquittal and convictions and everything else. Wow, what a ride this is.
It really was. And it's unbelievable, really stunning, that Rudy Getty's DNA was all over that bedroom, and it had no reason to be there, whereas Amanda Knox's DNA was in the apartment but not in the bedroom. And they did find, like, a speck of contact or trace DNA of Meredith Kircher on Rafael Solicita's kitchen knife in his apartment. So that didn't make any sense, and that corroborated slightly that maybe he and Amanda Knox had something to do with it. But they later found out that that knife was tested afterwards, and it was done with all these other items on the same table with no measures to not cross-contaminate the information. All these experts looked at it and said, you know, this really is consistent with cross-contamination, not with her presence in the house or on the knife. So that disappeared. But Rudy Getty did go to trial. He was convicted. He never admitted thereafter that he did it and claims to be innocent. And he was sentenced to 16 years, not 25 like Amanda and Rafael Solicito, but 16, even though he fled the country after you know, Meredith Kircher was found murdered. And he was released after 13 years, so he's out now. And interestingly enough, Amanda Knox has a bonus special on her podcast, Labyrinth, devoted to the release of Rudy Giuttini and her thoughts on that.
That is unbelievable. And that's going to be something to really tune into tonight, folks, as far as Amanda Knox. And she's a young woman now. I mean, obviously, right? I mean, she's got to be in her mid-30s tops. And
right.
I know she's written a book. I know she's very much out there as far as, you know, the Innocence Project, you know, and as Bruce stated, you know, this is what happens now in this system. It happens a lot. But this Innocence Project, Bruce, you know, is something that advocates for those who have been wrongfully imprisoned. So well, I know she's out there very much and really kind of a poster child for this, you know?
She is indeed. Her, along with, unfortunately, thousands of other people who have been wrongly convicted over the course of the last 20 or 30 years. And the Innocence Project, of course, started with Barry Scheck, a colleague of ours. I either worked for the Innocence Project for a while. And other Innocence Projects have started up across the country. One of them, interestingly, is from Georgetown, called Making an Exoneree, which Marty Tankliff, along with another individual, are teaching in Georgetown. And the students, college students, take on a case for a semester or two, investigate it, and they have had a couple of exonerations where individuals that they've investigated turned out to be innocent. So the Innocence Project, and DA's office, of course, now have second look units in their offices. Almost every DA's office in the metropolitan area has some version of a conviction integrity unit, which they obviously need.
And get this, Italy now has an Innocence Project, and Amanda Knox briefly flew back to Italy, I think, in 2019 as a guest lecturer. Imagine that.
I mean, you talk about really having a voice and everything else. And I know a few states, I don't know how many, though, I was reading, where a few states enacted a law in which you prevent the misuse of genetic information and everything else. So, you know, this is a major step as far as protecting the privacy, not only that, protecting privacy of innocent people and advancing fairness overall, which I think is the key here, in the system itself. So, you know, I know a couple of states have been very active regarding this stuff, but it's, you know, it's something that certainly occurs, and you guys know more than anyone, as far as representing individuals who have been wrongfully accused. And that sets up a very interesting hour tonight for you guys. So, very interesting stuff. Hey, you know, you guys have been stellar with this stuff, man. So, we look forward to that. We look forward to 6 o'clock tonight, Crime and Justice Radio. The great
Thanks,
Bruce
Jim.
And Aida.
We look forward to doing it. It'll be a fun interview. She is a very articulate, very charismatic woman. Listeners will enjoy the interview, we promise.
It's going to be great stuff. Bruce Barquette, Aida Leiser in Crime and Justice Radio. You guys are doing the job, and I will be there. That's going to be a good one tonight with Amanda Knox. Guys, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank
How's that?
You, Jay.
Thanks for having us.
You got it. That's another, I tell you, folks, their guests have been unbelievable. I mean, it's a pretty good one, Amanda Knox.